Having heard that John the Baptist had been beheaded by Herod, Jesus decided to withdraw to a solitary place. His 12 disciples, whom he had sent to preach in the villages of Galilee, had returned and told him all they had done. They were tired, and because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have time to eat. Seeing their need of rest, Jesus told them to go away with him to escape the crowd. "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place," he said, "and get some rest." So they went by boat to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee to be alone. But many who saw them leaving ran on foot and got there ahead of him, and people from all the towns round about came to join them, so that when Jesus landed, he found large crowds waiting for him. When he saw them, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So instead of retiring to a secluded spot with his disciples, he began teaching the people about the kingdom of God, and he healed all the sick. As evening approached, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it's already very late. Send the people away, so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and find food and lodging." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." Then he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for all these people?" He asked this only to test him, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip answered, 200 pennyworth, 8 months' wages, would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" Although they had been with Jesus so long and had seen him do so many miracles, the disciples still did not seem able to understand that their master was in control of every situation, that with him nothing was impossible. "How many loaves do you have?" he asked. "Go and see." Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish," he said. "But how far will that go among so many?" "Bring them here to me," Jesus said, "and make the people sit down in groups." There was plenty of grass in that place, so the crowd sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties. There were about 5,000 men there, without counting the women and children. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven and gave thanks to God for the food. Then he broke the loaves and divided the 2 fish and gave them to the disciples, who distributed the food among the people. They all ate as much as they wanted and were satisfied. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they went and picked up the remains of the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fish that had been left by the multitude, and they filled 12 baskets with the fragments that remained. At the end of the meal there was more food than there had been at the beginning, even though 5,000 men, as well as the women and children, had eaten all they wanted. This miracle of compassion for the hungry crowds that came to him was an expression of the Lord's tender care for needy humanity and of God's gracious providence. The people were greatly impressed by this miraculous sign and began to say among themselves, "Surely this is the prophet who is to come into the world." And they wanted to take Jesus and make him king by force. Knowing this, Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and go on ahead of him, while he went up into the mountains to pray. Next episode, Jesus walks on the water.